Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony. We're both in
and
the studio.
And Tempest. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. We're in the studio. Well, we're kind of in the studio. I guess we'll explain that in a second. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Okay, so motivational podcast with Rev Tony and Tempest.
Outstanding.
Okay. We're both in the studio right now. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. We got a little different studio going on because we've got we're a little apart right now, so we've got a little other type system thing that we use, but we'll be linking back up around 6 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
You want to tell them why? Why will we be at 6 o'clock?
Today at 6, we will be at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, where Pastor Joel and Victoria Osteen. We are, I guess you can say, special guests today.
Indeed we are. We'll be a good friend of mine, Pastor John Bowman, which is he's a great servant to Pastor Joel. He is a great mentor of myself, and what many people on the podcast don't know is I did almost a 2-year internship at Lakewood. It's been a while since I've been there, and I can't wait to get back. And he's going to basically have us on the front row, so we're going to be taking selfies and stuff. How's that?
I don't really take selfies, but I guess this is an occasion to do so.
Oh, this is definitely an occasion to do so. I mean, come on. Lakewood's awesome. Pastor Joel is awesome. And for all you guys out there, exactly what you think he is exactly what he is. He's an awesome guy. And, you know, just a, you know, little short guy that loves people a whole lot more than, or just as much as he loves himself. So, yeah, shout out to, big kudos to Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. So that's pretty cool. So we're apart right now because I'm doing some, whatever it is that I do, and which is plenty of it. And she's, did I give you the day off? No, you're not really off. You're never off. So, yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Lakewood it is. I'm sure that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but I think we'll just throw that in there. You know, I mean, although I am at Lakewood quite often, you know, not really. I've never, you know, fifth row, sixth row, but I've never been a guest of honor. So that's awesome. And then you're a guest of honor.
I am a guest of honor.
So let me pause and say something to this real quick, then, to this, because there's someone out there listening, right? And and you've been struggling, right, with your executive, and you're like, you never get the props that you fully deserve. But come on now, I'm saying something right now, right? Come on, Tiffany, right? Right?
Hey.
Never get the props you fully deserve. People, they know they're supposed to go through you, but they want to go right to the executive and just avoid you.
God. Help us.
Yeah, right. You know, all that stuff. Exactly, right? And then they never want to send emails. And you send out the group text messages and no one responds.
Nobody.
Emails.
Help me, God. Yes.
But the deal is, even when you think you're not being noticed, you're always being noticed because what was specifically said was, and bring Tempest, because you guys on the podcast, Tempest spent the entire time with me, and that that almost that 2-year internship. And even though she wasn't in the internship, it's almost like she did as well. So they love her as much as they love me. And so she, too, is going to be, I don't even say honored, right? I mean, we're not a big deal, but, you know, no one's a big deal. But you understand what I'm saying. It's pretty cool. So follow, stay the course is what I'm saying. You guys, stay the course. Stay the course, stay the course. Even when you think you're not getting what you deserve, it always comes back. Good people always get good things. Has nothing to do with the podcast, but you can go ahead now.
You know, I think you just changed our topic today.
Okay, all right, man. So what's our new topic? Let's make it up.
Stay in the course.
Stay in the course. All right. So let's go. That's totally fine. So let me pick up where I left off then. Guys, stay the course, because if you quit, then you never get to the finish. Like, I know that sounds so simple, but there's actually very profound, right? When you start something, you must stay the course. Now, there's a few reasons for this. If you don't stay the course in the beginning, I can't trust you with the end. See, I'm saying something here, right? I'm totally saying something here. If I can't trust you with the beginning, I certainly won't trust you with the end. Thus, my children, if I can't trust my children, right, and I have you know, if I can't trust them to do what's right in the beginning, then I will withhold the blessing I really want them to have until I can trust them with what they're taking for granted. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Right? And, you know, life works the same way. Man, whether you believe like I believe or it's the universe, whatever it is, it doesn't matter to me. Well, it does matter to me, but this is a corporate podcast, right? We do both. It's mainly for a different demographic, but it does matter to me. But, you know, we're not having that podcast. There's another podcast out there, and you can go search Rev, R-E-V, and then Tony, T-O-N-Y, and then W-A-U. That podcast, you would totally get exactly why that is. But that's not this podcast. So sorry, I digress. But if you don't stay the course, you will never get to the finish. And the truth is, most people in the world quit before they get the world. Hear what I'm saying? Most people in the world quit right before they were just about to get, right before they were just about to be awarded the world.
Okay.
So stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course.
Why do you think that is?
Why do the people quit? Because, well, we're quitters, naturally. Right? We're quitters. And then, well, so that's the two-part answer, right? So I think it is because we're naturally quitters, right? We don't like uncomfort. We've taken comfort smooth out of theology. Taken uncomfort out of our theology. We've taken uncomfort out of our struggle. The truth is, no one wants to struggle anymore, right? The moment you get a sore throat, the moment someone stabs you in the back, that, whatever your reaction is, the truth is no one wants to be uncomfortable because we live in this world, this postmodernism age, which is the era we're in now. What scholars are calling this now is postmodernism, postmodernity. The postmodern era, whichever one you will take, they're all mean the same thing, in which we just want intelligence and comfort, right? When you think about it, this whole world has been designed to make us comfortable. And when a product doesn't make us comfortable, it doesn't sell. Think about it. You can have the greatest technology alive, but if it isn't user-friendly, it won't sell. The remote control, right, to your television was invented because I'm sure it was a guy who was like, I'm tired of getting up turning the TV. It makes us comfortable, right? You know, I don't know who invented remote control, And let me just say, I thank God for the guy who did invent the remote control.
You know,
right? And we got to the point where we didn't have buttons on our TVs anymore, right? You know. So basically, comfort is important to us. And the reason we quit is because life is uncomfortable. We were born into this world uncomfortable. That wasn't it was uncomfortable for your mother, and it was uncomfortable for you being born, right? I mean, both of you guys, whether it be you or the mother, right? Y'all almost died being born, but during that death became your life, you know, metaphorical death, right? Same way seeds go into the ground. That seed dies and brings forth life. So that's one side. The second reason why we quit right before we're awarded the world is because right before you get the world, you got to walk through hell, right? It's easy. Right. It's easy starting off. It's very easy starting off. We start off, have a good time. Everyone's with us, having an excellent time. Money's there, right? Not too many people start something without having some sort of budget. And we just believe everyone's going to help us out. And then we find out the people who were supposed to be there didn't even show up. They promised that they would be there,
mm-hmm.
but they never showed up. And it gets difficult. But you know what? You troop it up. You soldier on, and then you go. And a year later, you start losing the friends that were supposed to be there with you. A year after that, you're putting so much money into your business, you're taking from your personal income. And then a year after that, your family is starting to suffer now because money is not the way it is, or you're missing birthdays because you always have to work, or you can't afford this. So then a year after that, you can no longer afford the gas for your meetings that you have to meet to keep your business alive because everyone's quit on you. All your money has been funneled in to keeping the business alive to where you can't even keep your gas tank full. And the year after that, you go, this has been so much, 6 years waste of my time. I'm done. I've been divorced because of this dream. Lost friends because of this dream. And in some cases, I went to jail because of this dream. And you get there and you just quit right when the sprout of your reward was just about to break through the sand. And you quit because right before it gets amazing, it becomes extremely difficult. And that's why we quit. And so you should be in great fear every time you have quit. You are one move forward from winning. No matter what it looks like, you should be in great fear. Think about all your quitting, all the quits you've amounted. You've probably quit. No, I won't say probably. I'm bold enough to say that every time you quit right before you were going to win. That's what happens. So that answers that question.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. It's definitely scary because it's super scary because you've spent all this time, yet you won't get the reward because you quit before the harvest has yielded. Let me speak on harvest for a second. Because, see, this doesn't matter if you are church or not. We all are at the mercy of the natural laws in this world. If you jump into water, natural laws of this world says that although water does have a cohesive bond in which the molecules bond together and create almost this flat surface in which some insects can walk on because of the cohesiveness of the hydrogen and oxygen and how they're not just using one another, they're borrowing from one another. And in this borrowing from one another, it becomes this bond that's almost like no other on planet Earth, right? There's a few more things that do the same thing. The water bonds together in the way in which it creates this flat surface. You can't avoid that. If you're Buddhist, you will not stop the fact that water works in that manner. If you're Christian, you will not stop the fact that water works in that manner. I don't. If you're atheist or agnostic, it doesn't matter. The natural laws of this world are going to work regardless if you believe that they should not. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. So I shared that to say the same thing comes with harvest. This is a natural law. If you plant a seed into the ground, you automatically schedule a harvest. If you plant a seed into the ground, you have automatically scheduled a harvest. Now, in most cases, because if you plant a seed into concrete, you're probably not going to get back a harvest. Does that make sense?
Right.
All right. If you plant a seed into a trash can, right, you're probably not going to get back a harvest. So you need to be watching where you're planting your seeds. That's point number one here. Secondly, when you put a seed into someone who is not yielding you, let me not go that far. That's a little mean. But no, I'll go ahead and say it.
No, that's real
seed,
talk.
Yeah, if you put good seeds into bad people, well, don't expect a good harvest. Okay, right? And then, here's another trick. And this is just natural laws of physics. So when you plant an orange seed into the ground, don't expect back a banana. Fair?
That's very fair.
Okay. So therefore, don't plant your seed of hatred and expect to get back seeds of goodness. Fair?
That's fair.
So whatever you're planting, you will get back. But let's go further, because this is natural laws of physics. If you plant a seed, your harvest won't just yield a seed, it'll yield back more seeds from the one seed. Right? So the simple way to say that, if you plant a seed, you get back a tree. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. So in this harvesting laws of physics that agnostics, Buddhists, Christians, and of all denominations, to include Catholic, because Catholic is Christianity, right? And I'm Baptist, so Baptist is Christianity, right? All these denominations, it doesn't matter what you believe, the rules of harvesting do not change. You understand what I'm saying, Tempest?
Right.
Okay. So great. Therefore, if you're planting more gossip, then you're planting more hope. Well, expect to get back more gossip than you get hope. But don't just expect to get a seed of gossip. Expect to get a tree of gossip.
Wow.
If you're planting seeds of doubt, expect to get back a tree of doubt. And you're not just going to get back a tree of doubt. You're going to attract more situations that create you more doubt, more people that doubt you and your vision, more negative bank accounts and balances that create more doubt. You put doubt in, but you got back people and circumstances to give you trees of doubt. Because when you schedule a harvest, when you plant a seed, you automatically schedule a harvest. See, when I said that the first time, everyone was thinking positive, but it goes both ways. Whatever you plant, you shall reap of that same likeness. If you plant hope into people, you would never have to worry about when you are in need of hope, of receiving hope. When you make other lives better, when you need for yours to become better, you will get back a multiplication of people who will break their neck to make your life, break their necks to make your life better. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
That's That, so you don't have to believe. Whether you believe in harvest or not, it will not change the fact that your life is a direct result of what you keep planting into the ground. So, in staying the course, if you are staying the course of gossip, you don't need to stay that course. See, staying the course is not just that simple. Staying the course means when you find out you're off course, switch courses, and then stay that good course. Understand?
Okay.
So it's basically that simple. So back to the harvest. You don't have to believe in grass for grass to continue to grow on planet Earth. You don't have to believe in seeds for seeds to continue to be seeds. You don't have to believe in harvest for harvest to continue to be a harvest. It doesn't matter what you believe. The natural laws of this world will take effect. So if you're planning on autopilot, you're planning to whatever your mood is. You're planning to whatever your state of mind is. You're planning to whatever your natural character is. And if your natural character, your natural state of mind, your natural mood is something negative, I'm sorry, but all you're doing is getting nothing but negative. So look at the result. Nope, look at the harvest of your life. If you don't like the harvest of your life, you need to plant new seeds. And you can't stay the course. Well, you can stay the course, and you should stay the course, but be mindful that the course you're staying may not be the course that aligns with your dreams.
Wow.
Back to my original thought. Whenever you plant a seed, you automatically schedule a harvest. Now, there's something inside of that that's even more important. You don't plant a seed and get the harvest the moment you planted it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You hear what I'm saying? Some of you right now, you just started your new network marketing business and wonder why you're not rich. Let me tell you something. Anything, fast money will never last long. Anyway, anything that will benefit you greatly for generations to come, started slow. It never starts as this great thing. You don't build a snowball from a snowball. You take a snowflake and you compound it with other snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get you a snowball. Well, every seed, everything you're doing right now is a snowflake. But I noticed something about snowflakes. None of them look the same. They're all different. They're like fingerprints. And I'm telling you that you're going to have to wait on your harvest. However long that may be, I don't get to tell you how long it takes for your harvest to schedule. But what I do know is, and I know for sure, that if you plant it, it will harvest. Now, if you plant nothing but goodness, and at some point in your life you get all the rewards of what you planted and are able to live in your harvest forever, then does it matter how long you had to wait for the harvest to spring from the ground? If you get the end results you desire, then the process is simply a process that was working on your behalf. Every time you plant a seed, you schedule a harvest. If you're going to stay the course, you must understand that in your course, you are planting seeds. Whether you're planting them and don't know it, which is a major problem, or you're planting good ones, the way you stay the course, hear what I'm saying, because it's about to bless you. The way you stay your course is to not look at the course, but the harvest that is to come. If you keep looking at your course, see, when you're looking, when you're walking down a long road, if you only look down at the road and see rocks that have missed out of place, rocks that keep twisting your ankles, snakes that are on the course, potholes, when you look at that course, if you look at just a section of it, it is very unattractive to look at. But when you soar up into the sky and you get an aerial view of your course, and you get to see start, and then you get to see the finish. You don't get to see the imperfections of your course. You get to see the beautiful road in which your course is. In order for you to stay tuned with your courseness, in order for you to stay on your course, don't look at the imperfections in front of you. Look at the harvest beyond. That's how you stay the course. And that, I believe, was a very helpful podcast.
I believe so.
Sounds good. Any more questions?
No.
And that was actually just, that was actually a long answer, right, to the one question you asked. I mean, there was nothing I could do. It has to, like, you can't just say stay the course. But, you know, and that bothers me. That bothers me. You're like, stay the course. So how do you stay the course? Well, you know, oh, well, you just keep walking. No, that doesn't make sense. There's more than that, right? No, that doesn't make sense. Right? Because you can keep walking in the wrong direction. There's nothing worse that you can ever possibly do with your life than to know you're off course and then travel down a road thinking that this road is going to lead you back to course. Friends, listen, most of you, if you're looking at your harvest and you don't like what you see, it's because you're traveling down the wrong road, expecting it to bring you back to the correct one.
Wow.
It's not going to happen. Here's the wonderful thing about switching courses. The moment you realize you're off course, the moment you turn around, you start walking closer to your harvest. It's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest. It's not about anything else. The harvest. But you must sow seeds to get the harvest, and you must respect the process to get to the harvest. Don't miss these three things, because some of you right now are sowing seeds, but you're dying in the process. I feel like I just said something. Some of you right now, you're sowing seeds, but you're dying in the process, and you never get to the harvest. Others of you right now, you're sowing seeds, and they're not seeds of prosperity. They're not seeds of hope. You're sowing seeds of gossip, anger, and disconnectedness, and discouragement, and bad financial habits. And just name it. You're not keeping your word. You know, seed of not keeping your word, seed of not being loyal, seed of not picking people up on time when you say you're going to be there on time. You're sowing these seeds. And the reason your life is exactly the way it is, it's not the process. Unfortunately, you're reaping the harvest of what you sow. Don't be mad at your life when you're the one who controls your life. So if you're mad at your circumstances, you should simply be mad at yourself. And the difference between wealthy people and poor people is that poor people are always blaming their circumstances. Wealthy people always say, what have I done to attract this result? There's the difference. There's the difference. If you don't like your life and you're blaming everyone else but the seeds you've planted, you are not going to be wealthy. You are not going to get a good harvest because you don't even have the courage to stop lying to yourself that you've been planting wrong seeds. I think I can end it right there. That might have been my closing thoughts.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's take us out of here.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this week's podcast. We really hope that something that was said really helped you out. I hope everybody is able to stay the course a little bit longer than what they did before. So if you have any questions or thoughts or suggestions on topics or anything that was discussed, feel free to email us at info@revtony.org. That's info@revtony.org. We love feedback. So anything you tell us, we read and we take everything into consideration. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
I sure appreciate you guys. Listen, drop a comment, rate this podcast, comment on this podcast. The more you move us up, the more people we can help. Sure appreciate you. And one question before I do my tag, I always do. What were we going to talk about, Tippy? What was the subject? I'm interested to know.
We were going to talk about knowing that you are enough.
All right. Well, maybe we can get that one next week then. Listen, guys, appreciate you. We thank you for coming out. Remember, as always, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.